things that bring great joy to my heart. The first is the joy that I find in a couple that are newly married. To celebrate the wedding mass of a new couple who decided to dedicate themselves to a new and to see the little cute glances they give to each other during the mass, and to see the joy on their parents' faces, and they're all dressed up, and it's a joyous occasion. At the same time, I love it when people come to me and say, "Father, we've been married for 50 years, and they're holding hands." I love to see that love endures. And that even after 50 years, a husband still loves his bride, and the bride still loves her groom. I love talking to those couples who have been married for many years, and to hear their stories, and they always say, "It hasn't been easy, but it's been worth it." Today's first reading, the prophet Jeremiah is proclaiming, he says, "I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert in the land unsown." Our Lord uses that analogy that he is a groom and we, the church, are his bride, and how madly in love we are called to be with one another. That spousal and nuptial analogy, that beautiful intimacy that exists between Christ and we, his body, the church, and the joy that exists between the two. This past week, we have been called in a very beautiful way to love the church, to love the bride of Christ. We are called to be Christ and to love his bride. We know that in all marriages, things are not always easy. There's often difficulties and challenges, and things that are placed in the road which seem as big obstacles. But with God's grace, it can always be overcome. This week, we have been able to strengthen the marriage that exists Christ in this church. We have removed obstacles, we have removed sheetrock, we have removed plywood, we have removed garbage, we have removed trash that existed in the relationship between Christ and his church. And it has been a beautiful, beautiful, intimate love that has existed between us and Christ's church as we strive to live as his mother. I challenge our young people to make the prayer of the blind man their prayer. And Bartimaeus cried out to the Lord. He said, "Lord, open my eyes, I want to see. Open my eyes, I want to see." And I challenge them to make this our prayer, not that we want a healing, for none of us are blind physically, but that we might be given the grace to see Christ in those that we meet, to see Christ in those that we serve, to have our eyes open, that we aren't just down here doing service to anybody, but that we're serving Christ himself. And listen to these beautiful words that our Lord says to us today in Matthew's Gospel. "But blessed are your eyes, because they do see, and your ears, because they do hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and want to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Do we realize what we have seen this week? Do we realize the stories that we have heard this week? Do we realize that we have encountered Christ, that we have seen Christ, that we have attended Christ as he has fallen on his way to Calvary, that we have helped him up, that we have carried him? Blessed are your eyes because they see. How blessed are we for what we have seen this week. May we continue to strive to see the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, and to realize how blessed we are to be able to serve, to be able to give ourselves, to be able to continue to breathe, be that love that is so needed, this outward analogy of our church. Today is our last day of service, but it's not our last day. Our service, the body of Christ, never ends. Maybe our last day here, Wayland, our last day here, Alexi, our last day. But as we've said all week, the greatest service that we do is our service of prayer. When we return back to Indianapolis to our homes, our prayers will continue. It is truly our prayers that will bring the restoration of Wayland, the restoration of this physical church, the restoration of the people of God. May we continue to love this Christ in us. May we continue to open our eyes to see Christ in those that we serve.